the real key is if the American people are willing to stand together and stand for freedom through all the tumult that's going to be coming in the next 5 years. And it's going to be ugly, folks. And if you think this is going to be over quickly, I got news for you. But if we're willing to stand together and stand strong as we have so far, if we're willing to support our warriors like Alex, like InfoWars, if we're willing to come together and to demand freedom and keep pushing what we're pushing, I think we can win this. We have also been developing on our side. I mean, you know this, Alex. Guys like me, who would have ever thought that you'd know a guy like me? But a lot of us have came out of the woodwork. So the warriors are now standing up and we're starting to coordinate. We're actually starting to get God's army together to fight for freedom. So,
and that's the key to interrupt. We now, the New World Order is out in the open. We know it's predatory. You have the globalists and the Chi-Coms all feeding and sucking off America, but they're kind of fighting over who's going to be in charge of that right now. And please continue.
You're dead on. But because you know, what happened was all of us started fighting our own issues early on. We started fighting, you know, we had heroes fighting on election issues, heroes fighting on censorship, heroes fighting on COVID, heroes fighting on all these different things, right? Well, we found each other. And even though we still bicker with each other and butt heads a lot, we're still all on the same side and we found each other. And we'll continue to develop and coordinate together. And that's really the key.
All right, the lowest dimension I operate in is the third dimension. Our projections go all the way into the sixth dimension with incredible humet that God has given us known as the Holy Spirit. And to me, understanding all this is incredibly simple, and it's just like reading an owner's manual or something. But for the general public that's not shifted their mind into Hegelian dialectics, that's only third dimensional thinking. Once you understand third dimensional thinking, you can expand to the higher levels and then permutate out on the larger analysis. That's called wargaming. So I wanted to get a really smart lawyer who's been at the tip of the spear getting the biggest whistleblowers like Dr. Huff and others who worked for who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance that basically ran so much of the attack we've seen. He's been really at the center of collating the information, bringing it together. And he also operates at a chess level, not a checkers level, of how it's all tied together. Biden rolling out the national ID with a cashless society system for social credit score. Utah just announced it and has rolled it out yesterday. How it ties into war in Russia. How the new COVID origin bill is saying China did it, so we'll go to war with China. And I hate communist China, but you just heard Redfield, former head of the CDC, say, no, the Pentagon was running the operation. Gain of function at Chapel Hill. Then they moved it to Wuhan. He's not perjuring himself. He's telling the truth. So when Obama got caught doing this in 2015, it was a big scandal in the news with major professors coming forward saying we shouldn't be weaponizing coronaviruses. They moved it to China so they could have plausible deniability and later say, oh, it was from a bat at a wet supermarket where they sell live animals. That's if China played ball. But if China didn't play ball, oh, you did it. It's in your country. And it's not a consensus, it's a fact that Fauci and the deep state already had their so-called mRNA vaccines for COVID-19 with the sequence ready. Moderna didn't crack the code in 2 days and come up with a vaccine. Oh, we just cracked it. The vaccine's ready in 2 days. They already had it. That's in the emails. It's all come out. So it is incredible. Now, we're watching Congress do catch up on all this. And for me, the First Amendment's paramount in general for the public. But where we can nail them, they're focusing on free speech, is not the free speech issue. It's that when you have government and agencies with big tech and dinosaur media lying and operating in secret and lying to Congress about it the last 5-6 years, censoring everybody in live time and controlling not just COVID narratives, but open border narratives, Afghan withdrawal narratives, election fraud narratives. I mean, they're now censoring January 6th stuff. They're now censoring on YouTube and other places and blocking these hearings you're watching. Again, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they blocked Senator Paul showing slides and printouts on poster board about natural immunity. And then now come out in the documents, they censor things that are true because that's so effective and against their narrative. It's all ends justifies the means. So Thomas Renz is at Renz Tom on Twitter, R-E-N-Z Tom, and tomrenz.substack.com and renz-law.com. He'll be with us the rest of the hour, but I want to set the table on the big picture here. Here is the first clip. We probably played 30 minutes of Redfill yesterday, but here's just that one clip, and he elaborated later about, no, this is gain of function. This is the biggest disaster ever with gain of function. Here it is.
So one other path of questioning for you, Dr. Redfield. Proponents of this research claim it may result in vaccines or maybe even stop a pandemic. Dr. Redfield, has gain-of-function created any life-saving vaccines or therapeutics to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Has gain-of-function stopped a pandemic, in your opinion?
No, on the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has seen.
Do you find any tangible benefits to gain-of-function research at this time?
I personally don't, but I do want to stress, I think the men and women that support it are people of good faith because they truly believe it's going to lead to a potential benefit. I disagree with that assessment.
And he went on and on to describe it all and how the Pentagon's actually behind it, that is people running it. So attorney Thomas Renz at the heart of the whistleblowers, everything we know coming out now. Do you agree with me that the First Amendment issue, they're almost using as a red herring? Yeah, they trampled it. Yeah, they did it. But it's the organized crime of all these groups together secretly doing this. When you organize to deprive massive groups of their rights, it's not just civil rights violations, it's serious crimes, especially when it's for big companies to make hundreds of billions of dollars. How would you quantify that?
I'd quantify it as a RICO Act, Alex. I'm going to tell you, I've looked at this for quite some time, and I'm of the belief that the largest RICO suit in history could, would, and should be filed. Now, I'm going to tell you that the reason I haven't filed it is just simply that the complexity of it, I don't have the resources. I mean, you're talking about a $5 to $10 million case, and that's not because
no, this is the biggest organized crime ever. You've got literally hundreds of companies and groups with government doing it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You file this case, you're going to be filing against the World Economic Forum, all sorts of federal officials, and you can get to federal officials under RICO in certain instances. You can also get to these corrupt universities, to the Gates Foundation, all these different players that we know are a part of this. You could get to all of these guys under the proper RICO suit. I'm quite convinced of that based on the evidence that we have in my pocket. The problem is that the complexity is so mind-blowing. It would take a team of probably, I would say, 25 to 50 attorneys, another 25 or so paralegals. I mean, you'd be looking at full time for probably 6 months to a year minimum to put
this
together.
And what you said is the key. There's an old saying, if you commit a crime, commit a huge one, because it's such a massive consortium of corporate and governmental systems. That's why they thought they'd get away with it, because it's so huge and they got so many powerful people on board. They believe that political power will protect them.
Well, Alex, you know this better than anybody on the planet, right? When the machine gears up against you in the courts, they've got infinite money. They don't care what it costs, right? I don't want to make it a money thing about me because that's not what I'm in this for. But let's use this as an example. Since I have started doing this work 3 years ago, and I dedicate every waking minute, I have billed less than $1 million for my time. Now, if you think about that and you compare it to the amount of hours that I've worked, you're looking at, I've given away probably $5-6 million worth of work. You can't, there aren't many lawyers that'll do that. There just aren't. So, you know, the reality is on these freebie cases that I do, and I do a lot of them and I do as many as I can, people say, where are the lawyers? Well, our side doesn't fund it. But when you have Google, when you have the Gates Foundation, when you have George Soros, what they do is they say, listen, I'll spend $100 million on lawyers because I'm going to steal $1 trillion worth of money from the public, and who cares, right? So when you look at it, this is really, it was actually part of the plan was to make this financially untenable for lawyers to fight. So that they could get away with this, because there are ways that we can do things. It's just no single lawyer, not even a small group of lawyers really has the capacity.
Well, that's
to do
right.
This
and
properly.
They admit in their war games, they were planning for lawyers to sue them. That's in the SPARS 2025-2028 document. And that's why they got indemnified by governments. I mean, this was a premeditated plan. The good news is They intended to go a lot longer and a lot better. They're actually scared right now, in my view.
Yes, they are. Well, here's what happened, right? So strategically, when I started fighting this back in 2020, what I did is I looked at this, Alex. I saw how big the fight was. And I'm going to be honest, I underestimated it. I didn't realize how global and how big. But I knew it was way bigger than me. So what I did was I started coalition building and hitting cases that were going to really cause a lot of damage, always in good faith. But some of them were tough, tough cases that you just didn't know if you could win. But they were always filed in good faith. So what happens is that's created a lot of resistance. And just, I think, honestly, what you did, Alex, because you've been talking about the truth on this from the beginning, just like I have. But guys like you and I who were willing to take a lot of arrows for being called conspiracy theorists and everything else gave people courage to look into this. And we also highlighted the information. I don't think they expected that. I don't think they expected the kind of fight back that they've got.
No, they didn't expect suicidal commitment.
No. And that's pretty much the insane. We're borderline insane on this, right? I mean, you fight till the bitter end, come hell nor high water, because it's freedom or bust.
Well, they're hitting our children with a bioweapon. We'll be right back with Mr. Renz and get into all these big developments and how it all ties together. The global currency, the war, the control grid, all these hearings, everything. We're living in an incredible time, but humanity is fighting back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, thank you for representing and being bold. And everybody needs a support on InfoWarsStore.com.
You heard it from Michelle, everybody. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something.
Alex, thank you for being so bold and talking about topics that are so secret. And I can't wait to interview you.
Inside Bohemian Grove, baby. Woo! Everyone at Fight Club loves Alex Jones. Woo! InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows that when things are negative and bad, I will be the first to tell you. But it's the opposite. Their entire system is being exposed right now. The problem is they're trying to accelerate World War III as the way to get out of it. But I wanted to ask one of the leading attorneys fighting the globalists on this front, Thomas Renz, where he thinks this is all going next and his warnings tying this into all the other big issues. But at the same time, the positiveness of the former head of the CDC turning state's evidence. It should be the number one story in the country. It's got a lot of attention, but not one-tenth of what it needs. Here is Redfield talking about Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Do you think that Dr. Fauci intentionally lied under oath to Senator Paul when he vehemently denied NIH's funding of gain-of-function research?
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
So in your expert opinion, was the Wuhan Institute conducting gain-of-function research on coronaviruses? Thank you.
Dr. Redfield, did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
In one sentence, can you provide a definition of gain-of-function research?
I think it's to take a pathogen and try to increase one of two things or both, to increase its transmissibility or its pathogenicity.
Has gain-of-function stopped a pandemic, in your opinion?
No, on the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has seen.
And now they're getting ready to blackmail China with it and start a war. That's what Thomas Renz is here about today. Thomas?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, listen, Alex, think about what we just heard. We heard the guy that was running the CDC at the time that this was happening. By the way, I'd love to know why he hasn't spoken out till now. But I'll take it, right? Someone's finally telling the truth. And boy, did you hit the nail on the head when you said these guys are finally, they're losing. They're in trouble. They're in big trouble. By the way, I'll tell you why he's coming out now. When we filed the case with Huff up in New York, they know that that case against EcoHealth Alliance, all this stuff's coming out. So what you got now is a lot of rats scurrying for the hills.
And for those who don't know, tell them who Huff is briefly.
Okay, so Dr. Andrew Huff is a veteran. He worked for Sandia Labs. He had Q clearance. He worked for EcoHealth Alliance, one of the most qualified people on the planet. He was there. He worked for EcoHealth Alliance in an executive capacity when they created this in the Wuhan lab. He is testified.
Well, he was the vice president. He was the vice president.
Yeah. He's a client of mine, and has testified under penalty of perjury that they created this in the lab while he was working there. So we have a firsthand witness. We have tons of corroborating testimony. I mean, we put this out before the election.
You were on 2 years ago, and you said, I have the biggest whistleblower inside, and you weren't lying, and you brought forward so many others, but continue.
Yeah. So now this all come down, so they have to admit the truth, and so now what you're seeing is a lot of gamesmanship. Who do we shift the blame on? How do we do this? Well, the Department of the Defense and intel agencies are the two most important players in this. They were involved with COVID. They are involved with the vaccines. They not only funded the creation, but you got to understand, when you get a COVID vaccine, you're not getting it from Pfizer. You're getting it from our Defense Department. They sign contracts with Pfizer and Moderna that say that we will distribute these, and we will only distribute them where you have PrEP Act immunity. Our Department of Defense did this, and that's because they had a hand in creating the jabs as well as the virus. We know all this. We have all this. Then fast forward to just the last couple of days. So Senator Josh Hawley, who I appreciate him, and I don't think he's aware of this, because when a congressman or a senator asks for a bill, they send it off to legislative services. Legislative services writes it, and then you get whatever back you get. And what we found is we found a substantial amount of evidence that legislative services and a lot of these congressmen have in their offices people who sold out. We have evidence of this, right? So you look at this bill, and I've got it right here. I'm looking off to the side so I can share this with you. This bill specifically says, declassify any and all information related to potential links between Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of coronavirus. It goes on, and it lays out in several different places that they want to get to the origins, but they really only care about Wuhan. Well, have you, in the history of Congress?
Yeah, you don't start an investigation that's a law and say we only look here.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Well, and think about our current Congress, Alex. They passed with unanimous consent. Unanimous. That doesn't happen right now. I mean, this is pushed by the DOD is why this is happening. The DOD is going to use this. Right now, what we've got is China's rattling their sabers about Taiwan and Ukraine. And we don't want them in Taiwan, and we definitely don't want them back in Russia and Ukraine. So what we're doing now is we're saying, hey, look at this little legislation we got that's going to show the whole world how you guys created this in the lab.
So they're going to frame China. Let me just back you up what you said 3 minutes ago. Pull up Reuters from 2 years ago. The UN said, don't give it to the migrants we're bringing in because we don't have liability protection to them. Only give it to your citizens because we're going to kill them. Think this is all pre-planned. This is all war-gamed.
Yep, absolutely. And that's right, because under the Foreign Tort Claims Act, there may actually be, some different mechanisms by which they could get to this. We identified that as a potential workaround. See, so they weren't forcing some of these illegal immigrants to get it. It was really an unbelievable thing. Meanwhile, if you remember, Alex, at the same time, we got videos where they would go into homes where there were people with special needs and drag them out screaming as they were forcing these jabs on them.
California
probably killed many of them. Yeah. Yeah. So this was entirely planned. And to think that this bill, like I said, I don't want to say that Senator Hawley did this for anything but good reasons. But remember, our DOD has its fingers into everything. Everything. We all thought, and by the way, Fauci in his position was tied in with the DOD. Their part of their job was looking at biodefense. So the DOD had their thumb on Fauci the whole time with this. Fauci's a crook for sure. and belongs under Gitmo. But the problem is that this was really out of our intelligence agencies and DOD, which they knew they had to do it that way because the DOD and the intel agencies have immunity to FOIAs. They've got immunity to lawsuits. All they do is say it's national security. You can't bother us. And that's it. So the reason that all of this happened was because there's no accountability to our Department of Defense. And Obama knew that. So when
and so they're injecting our troops with an experimental poison shot while the illegal aliens don't have to take it. When we come back, I want to ask you then, we know it goes all the way to the top and above. That's the big foundations that created the policy. What was their end game? How is their operation going? How do we stop them? And how does it tie into Russia and the rest of it? And yes, I hate the communist Chinese, but they're being framed right now, folks, for World War III. This is so dangerous. This is all documented. We'll be right back with Attorney Thomas Renz and more straight ahead. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. And once this show's archived to band.video, share it like your lives depend on it, because it does. And for all you've been serving the system, it's never too late to turn back and come back to reality. We've got an open hand to you. All right. Thomas Renz, our guest here on the Alex Jones Show, super smart guy. So when I've been jumping in with him, we didn't talk before he came on. I want to just back up everything he's saying so you know it's real, but I want him to start over, big picture, where we are, where this is going, tying it into World War III, how we stop it. I'm going to try to shut up now for the next 25 minutes until this hour ends. You've got the floor.
Well, you know, where we are, Alex, is we're in a position where we fought back so hard that we actually have an opportunity to win this. Now, you got to understand, when you come into this, you look at a whole bunch of enemies of America. And I started to say before the break, before Obama left the White House, the insurance policy, you know, we've talked a lot on, I know you've talked a lot about, and we've talked a lot elsewhere about the fact that, you know, Obama had his insurance policy against the Trump administration. Everybody looked at that as being the FBI or the Russia collusion. It was much bigger than that, much bigger. These guys didn't leave much to waste. What they did is they fired the entirety of our brass in the Pentagon and in the intelligence agencies, whether it was FBI, DIA, CIA, Pentagon, all the brass. Now, our soldiers are still the same heroes they've always been, but the brass got terminated, and Obama replaced them with a bunch of crooks and losers. So that was the insurance policy. That was the insurance policy against Trump, and those are the people who've been putting in these awful, awful situations in the last few years. So if you look, the DOD was responsible and tied in with COVID. They funded the development, and listen, I said this before, I'll say it again. Are you going to tell me that we have coronavirus, which is designated under federal regulation as an abnormally dangerous material, right? If you're working on a coronavirus, it's by regulation dangerous. You're going to tell me that we took the genetic technology that we needed to do work on this inherently dangerous material, transferred it to Wuhan, China, a known Chinese CCP bioweapons development center, to do work on this without our military's knowledge? That's nonsense. Of course they knew this. Of course they knew this. So you fast forward, what happens in 2020? So in 2020, we've got COVID hits. COVID allows a lot of things to happen. It wasn't just one thing. Now, we get really focused. We look at the election steal. Yes, the election steal couldn't happen without COVID. The mail-in ballots, all this shifting, they couldn't do it. They couldn't steal enough votes without the COVID cover to truly look credible in this. I don't think they looked all that credible anyways, but that's beside the point. The other thing that was happening, though, is the censorship, right? COVID gave them an excuse to say, we have to censor because vaccine misinfo could create vaccine hesitancy, and that's a disaster. Well, that what that has translated into, since we saw from the Twitter files yesterday, is that what's occurred is they're even censoring the truth. The Twitter files showed openly these guys were legitimately censoring the truth. They didn't want true side effects and true things have because they said, well, it could create vaccine hesitancy. Well, don't you want that? I would think you'd want that, but you don't. So meanwhile, while all this is happening, one of the other major things that happens with COVID is all the small and mid-sized business that makes America function was dying. They were absolutely dying. So we lost big business. The globalists, who are largely behind this, made all sorts of money. If you look at the 2021 World Economic Forum, they actually said COVID is the most profitable event in human history. Well, it wasn't for me. It may have been for them, But that's because when your local hardware store goes out of business, you buy from Amazon. So you've got this economic shift where it's one of the greatest wealth transfers up to the billionaires in history. So as that's happening, you're also seeing a situation where the stability of the U.S. dollar and everything else is under attack, both because Biden's not allowing us to mine our own natural resources, but also because without small to mid-sized business, that's the core to the American economy. It's always been. So as that's failing, we become very reliant on just a few big businesses. Well, it's easy to manipulate big business, especially if you're BlackRock or Vanguard, who just happen to be partners in the World Economic Forum and everyone else. So, you know, you can make an economic crisis as you wish, and then you can just prop up the same people you tore right back down. It's all smoke and mirrors that you're able to do when you control the money. Well, that leads to CBDCs, right? Meanwhile, you also have the most important experiment to the globalists in the world going on, Ukraine, right? Ukraine is where they're testing a lot of this stuff for the New World Order. Now, you can say that all this stuff is gobbledygook, but I can actually bring you documents on everything that I've said so far. I can show you paperwork or video clips of the World Economic Forum participants talking about this. So now you got CBDCs. And you've got a push for vaccines, and a push for this, and a push for that. You've got the ground laid for what could be a world war. Now, one of the things, and this is, there's some speculation here. I don't have paper on this. I'm of the belief that there's a power struggle between the World Economic Forum and the CCP. They both hate America, and because America's been weakened by bad policies, COVID, globalist conspiracies, all these different things, now I think you have a situation where these guys, they want to kill America, they want to kill freedom, but they also want to balance that with how do I preserve me, right? World Economic Forum wants to run the show. CCP wants to run the show. Russia doesn't really want either of them to run the show. Russia doesn't have a great path forward where they run the show, but they'd prefer that. And then let's not forget some of the Islamic terrorist countries that really are out there as well that don't like America. All of these things are combining together to create a situation where America's under attack from every direction. We're holding our ground on a bunch of these. But we have this huge disaster. Now the real key is if the American people are willing to stand together and stand for freedom through all the tumult that's going to be coming in the next 5 years, and it's going to be ugly, folks, and if you think this is going to be over quickly, I got news for you. But if we're willing to stand together and stand strong as we have so far, if we're willing to support our warriors like Alex, like InfoWars, if we're willing to come together and to demand freedom and keep pushing what we're pushing, I think we can win this. We have also been developing on our side. I mean, you know this, Alex. Guys like me, who would have ever thought that you'd know a guy like me? But a lot of us have came out of the woodwork. So the warriors are now standing up and we're starting to coordinate. We're actually starting to get God's army together to fight for freedom. So,
and that's the key to interrupt. We now, the New World Order is out in the open. We know it's predatory. You have the globalists and the Chi-Coms all feeding and sucking off America, but they're kind of fighting over who's going to be in charge of that right now. And please continue.
You're dead on. But because you know, what happened was all of us started fighting our own issues. Early on, we started fighting, you know, we had heroes fighting on election issues, heroes fighting on censorship, heroes fighting on COVID, heroes fighting on all these different things, right? Well, we found each other, and even though we still bicker with each other and butt heads a lot, we're still all on the same side, and we found each other. And we'll continue to develop and coordinate together, and that's really the key. So there's hope. And I'm going to give you something. I'd like to give the InfoWars audience some very specific hope, right? So I'm working, and we've been working, and yeah, General Flynn will often say local action, national impact. And there's an example here. So I'm working in Missouri. Missouri's a very red state. We have a bill in Missouri, House Bill 1169. It does three things, Alex, three things. it makes it so that you have to have informed consent, and informed consent has to include adverse events of special interest. So they can't just say, we're only going to include certain things in the informed consent. It means anything benefit or negative or risk, you have to be of informed consent. So it requires informed consent. It requires that any gene-altering technology be labeled gene-altering technology, whether it's in a vaccine or something else or not. And it requires that if that technology, if anything that you get could alter your genetics, that they share whether it's transmissible. So three disclosures, all three things that they say they don't, they're either doing or don't care about anyways, because it never matter. That bill was introduced, and they were told to kill the bill by Pfizer's lobbyists.
Hold on, stay there. Let's come back. We're talking about direct action to counter these lies. We'll be right back with Tom Renz.
And by the way, thank you for your support. The CBD product from InfoWarsStore.com is truly outstanding. I've got one of my family members on it, and it's working wonders. It is highly potent. It's very effective. We've tested it in the laboratory, and it's an extraordinary value. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the CBD oil. I think that's the 1,000 milligram bottle that I'm referring to there, but there are some other formats that are available as well.
We got to wear these evil people out. We got to decide that we're never going to get tired. We're just going to fight and fight and fight. And you'll find a strength you've never had when you do that. You'll find out who you really are. Thomas Renz, our guest, he was getting into some really key points in the break, cut him off. Great lawyer at the very tip of the spear in this fight as the House of Cards comes down. Please continue.
Yeah, so I was talking about House Bill 1169 in Missouri. So all it does is disclosure, right? You get to find out about your side effects. You get to find out if something's going to affect your genes. That's it. So we wrote that bill specifically so that there was no reason to oppose it. Because do you really think in red Missouri that your constituents don't want to know if their genes are going to be played with? Of course they want to know that. Now, that was opposed by Dean Plocker initially, and now they're trying to slow walk it through the Republican House and the Republican Senate because they don't want it passed. We were outright told by the Pfizer lobbyists and other lobbyists that they are going to kill this bill. So they're slow walking it through. Plocker is lying to other House reps about what the bill is, and nobody will bother to read the two-page bill. It's two pages, no writers, no anything. House Bill 1169, Missouri. So this is where I go to local action. Now, if people hear about this in Missouri and people call their House reps and their state reps in Missouri, this bill can pass. We can actually do it. And if it passes, we get honest information about side effects and transmissibility globally, because what's true in Missouri is true everywhere. But, we got word that they've now called in the international lobbyists, the international big boys, to try and fight this because it's hard to do. So we call,
and because they know once Missouri goes that way, like dominoes, and it's Missouri that's subpoenaing Fauci and all the rest of it.
Yes, absolutely. So a little bit of truth goes a long way. But what? How do you oppose this politically? What, we're against you knowing if your genes are going to be modified? Of course they can't oppose that. So what they're doing is they're trying to slow walk it through committees and slow walk it through this and slow walk it through that so that they can't, they don't have to deal with the political accountability. But what we're doing is, so for example, there was a guy, a House rep, that was talking about this bill, and he was just wrong about it. He was telling his local Republican Party about it, and he was wrong. Now, I've been told he's a good guy. I don't know. If he's a good guy, then he was probably lied to by the House leadership that sells out. But because we called him out, that's going to change the nature. So you can do this locally, right? This is the reason I'm telling this story. It's very Missouri specific, but it'll change the world if we pass the bill. This is something you can do locally. You can locally tell your Republican Party, this is what this bill says. It's two pages. Don't listen to this liar. Because the Republican Party is no different than the Democrat Party at the top. Most of them are uniparty. This is why I don't. This is why I get so censored, Alex. You know about the censorship better than me, but you know, because you don't sell out to the Republicans or the Democrats. You know the uniparty exists, and you call them out. Both sides dislike you. Well, I'm doing the same thing here. This is the uniparty. Now, there's some good Republican people in Missouri, and the people of Missouri are great. We pass this.
By the way, everybody should get your bill and get it introduced in their legislature.
It should be in every state. And ask your legislature, ask your Republicans especially, or Democrats, how is it that you oppose me knowing if I'm getting something that's going to screw with my genes? They'll say, well, it doesn't. Well, then you should have no problem passing the bill, right? There's zero reason to oppose this bill.
By the way, though, they now officially admit it does change your genes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We know that it does. It alters your DNA permanently. We've got a ton of stuff on that. But, you know, this is the kind of thing, because one of the things that you talked about hope, Alex, you talked about hope and you talked about us winning. And I want to give that to the listeners right now, because at the end of the day, we can do something. You don't have to be an attorney. You don't have to be a huge broadcaster like Alex Jones. But if you don't do anything, if you just sit around telling yourself, I'm helpless, you're right, then you're helpless. If you do something, if you go to your local Republican Party, if you go to your local events, if you call your house rep, a house rep is not a big position. You can call a state house rep and say, hey, what's going on? How much trouble? Do you know that 20 to 30 calls on a single issue for a state house rep has, do you know, it's a huge impact. That never happens. We've talked some of these guys down. And if we can pass this in one state, we only need one state, and it changes everything. I've got causes of action. I can sue over this.
I understand. So you put teeth in it. So that's a 100-foot view. What about the 35,000 foot view? How do we stop them framing China for the virus so that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the whole New World Order gets away with it and can do it again? How do we expose that legislation in Congress?
Yeah, and so that's the other thing, and that's the part that everybody wants to, you know, everybody thinks that they've got to do that, and they can't, you know, you're right. If you live in Fremont, Ohio, and you're nobody like me, you probably can't stop that by yourself. But, you know, I can come and I can talk to you, Alex, and you've got a huge audience. And I can get the word out. And the thing is collectively, what I think we're seeing on platforms like Twitter, which only shadow bans less than they used to, and some of these other platforms, with the information getting out, Truth Social, Gitter, all these different platforms, there's enough information getting out that I think that it's pretty well known that the support for a world war is pretty low. You know, everybody wants to say, I'm for Ukraine, until you say, well, you want your kid to go die over there? And the answer to that is pretty much universally no. So I think that the key here is to continue the political pressure. I think that what we see is a confluence of things happening that are creating enough political pressure where we can have some national impact. You know, I mean, I'm looking at some lawsuits to do this. We're working on the next series of really big lawsuits. And I'm hoping that they're going to break through some of the censorship and allow people to get, you know, a greater picture of what's going on. That's going to be a big thing. I think that really just continuing to support your Matt Gaetzes of this world, who are out there, you know, they're willing to take some bullets to stand on principle. We got to get, you know, Trump, I'm hopeful Trump's going to finally see the light on the vaccines. I'm praying to God that the truth is getting to him. And because if he comes out on that, then there's no more reason for any conservative not to coalesce behind him and to, you know, let him do what he does, which is to lead that MAGA movement and fighting for America first.
I totally agree. And the average person, they think, oh, it's just a poison shot. It's one issue. No, it's the world ID. It's control of our bodies. It's the vaccine passport. It's the whole thing. We've got to be very thankful to all the work everybody's done, that these hearings are devastating. The learning curve in Congress is just, it's going parabolic. And so I'm really concerned about the deep state releasing a new virus, a Marburg, a monkeypox. They've been pre-programming the media for that. That's my concern.
We're here in 2025, Alex. So this is projection, right? So you can't prove something's going to happen. The timeline I got that I think is most likely to be accurate, and I want to stress to everybody, I can never prove the future. The timeline that I got that's most accurate is that 2025 is the goal date for the next pandemic. The reason for that is the WHO treaty finalizes in May of 2024. And they got to have the right president in place. So the next big step is stealing the next election. And actually more important than that, what we're getting from our sources is that the biggest thing coming now is they're going to quintuple down on censorship. They're going to really partner. They're going to be pushing Google really hard and some of the other things really hard. They got to get that censorship handled, because what's happened is this network, InfoWars, and actually, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Alex, off air, I'll give you some insight. You were mentioned in some whistleblower data that I recently got. They are scared of you. They're terrified of this network. This network, the others who are getting the word out, critical, because they're going to try and triple down on censoring us. They're going to try and triple down on keeping the word down, because that's the only way that they can credibly steal the next election. If there's anything short of complete censorship, the 2024 election, there's no way they're going to be able to steal it.
Well, we're out of time, but off air, let me ask you what the whistleblower information is. That's interesting, but they're just scared of the guests we have. We have General Flynn on tomorrow live at noon, infowars.com/show, and a lot more. But let me say bye to you during the break. Invite you up very, very soon. Thomas Renz, renz-law.com. So much great information there. Please don't hang up. I want to ask you during the break exactly the information you have off record. And we've got Ivan Raiklin and Mr. McBride, who were on the show today, with more video clips, more about January 6th, and more about that whole cover-up coming down that ties into everything coming up next hour. Please remember, we are listener-supported. We have great products. So get your Ultimate Bone Broth, get your great CBD oil, get our prebiotics back in stock, all at InfoWarsStore.com, and fund the revolution. So you've seen on this show just today, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better, and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio, because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. Start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass, but I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotics, sold out for over a year, finally back in stock, 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth, sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns, now finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout, and so many other great products like Down and Out, and the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products, and know at this critical time, you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again, get great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.